Oh, the sport of wrestling has been given a reprieve by the International Olympic Committee. The question here is which sports will be part of the 2020 and 2024 Summer Games, and we're delighted to tell you that wrestling beat out squash, as well as a combined bid by baseball and softball for inclusion. It's a happy outcome for wrestling, but there are questions about whether the selection process served the goal of breathing new life into the games. NPR's Mike Pesca is in Buenos Aires, where IOC members are meeting. He has this report.
Give him this. The International Olympic Committee knows how to stage a moment of triumph. IOC President Jacques Rogge and his staff know any award plays better when you can see the faces of the winners.
Before announcing the result, may I ask our staff to bring the federation back in the room?
So their linking arms were members of three sports federations. Squash had brought the world's number one player to Buenos Aires to say, I would trade all my titles for an Olympic gold. Wrestling featured a Baldwin brother, Billy, to add some Hollywood glitz. Baseball had brought Antonio Castro, son of Fidel, to impart their bid with a certain flavor. When told of Castro's presence, Billy Baldwin quipped,
the Baldwins are known to being slightly left, but not that far left.
And so all the sports waited, pumping out a different kind of sweat than the variety normally secreted. Finally, President Rogge proclaimed,
with 49 votes, wrestling has been elected for the 2020 Games.
In dank suburban gyms from Ames to Ashgabat, they cheered. The sport of Hercules, Gabriel, and Dan Gable would continue on. But wait, how did it get to this point? IOC member Dick Pound says one Olympic body nullifying the actions of a different Olympic body does not a triumph make.
I don't think the process worked at all. I mean, the proof of that pudding is here we are now having gone through all of these hoops back to where we were with no new sport.
To backtrack, last February, the Olympic Executive Board excluded wrestling. Now, half a year later, the broader International Olympic Committee included that sport in the games. And this was being hailed as the system working, sending a message to the sport of wrestling to reform, modernize, and engage. Olympic medal-winning wrestler and former CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee, Jim Scher, says the games are better off with wrestling, though the entire ordeal was less than gold-plated.
Maybe not a great result for a messy process with the IOC, but I think it's a good result for the Olympic Games and a good result for wrestling.
Scher is now a member of wrestling's board, a board that's been overhauled and that has opened the sport to reform. That alone is why Alex Galati, IOC member from Israel, says,
the process is perfect. Every sport federation should know that their participation in the Olympic is not a God-given right.
So through cauliflower ears, wrestling got the message. But the IOC delivered it bluntly and effectively forestalled inclusion of a new sport like squash or a revamped effort like the softball-baseball bid. Anita DeFranz, an IOC member from the USA, concedes that against an established sport, newcomers have long odds.
I feel very badly for softball in particular and softball baseball. We have 7 billion people in the world and only 10,500 athletes seems to be very modest.
For some of the 100 or so members of the IOC, the outcome of the wrestling vote doesn't obscure underlying questions of fairness, doing right not just by members of the Olympic family, but by those hoping to be invited in. Tomorrow, the IOC will hold another election. Several current members say the issues raised by wrestling's travails will be at the heart of their vote for the new Olympic president. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Buenos Aires.